in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada at the Underground Collision here at the Zappos headquarters. And look who's with me, Sue Mitchell. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is awesome. I mean, that's the understatement of the day. This is really awesome being here at the Zappos headquarters. How did you pull this off before we get into talking about the actual meeting today?
You know what? We always look, as you know, for a location that'll wow everyone. Mm-hmm. And what better spot than the Wow Theater?
The Wow Theater.
Zappos, exactly. Right? And so it's the whole, if you will, the persona, the culture, mm-hmm. the folks here have just been amazing. Mm-hmm. And then after we leave here, sneak peek, we're going to be going over to the Mob Museum, mm-hmm. to the Speakeasy.
Right.
So it's like, you know, great experience.
A full day of fun, great content, great speakers, by the way. You have a loaded lineup. My gosh, I was going to ask you, how'd you get them? But they're always up for doing things like this, right?
You know, they are. It is interesting because we're here, as you know, with Money 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And what occurred to me last year is I was hearing from our international credit unions that they go to Money 2020. And I thought, huh, that's Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. That's fall. Let me take a look at it. And everybody's so busy. So we looked at it and we said, this is really a time for credit unions to show up. And it was one of those moments where I only saw a handful, if two handfuls, right. of credit unions.
Right.
And so we kind of put the challenge out and we reached out to our partners and we said, hey guys, why don't we all come to Vegas and we'll do it before other events so we make sure that we are able to attend the different conferences going on after this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the key thing for us was, let's show up. And oh my gosh, we got CU Answers, we got Ceratec, we got Balance, which are our, you know, our hub, our key.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Co-op to start, you know, to come to the stage, Kenan Mutual to come to the stage, PSCU to come to the stage, and World Council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brian Branch is here. I mean, are you kidding me? I thought he would be in like Europe or Africa or somewhere, but he's here in Vegas.
He actually came back from Africa.
Oh, did he?
To be here. So it's really about the whole idea. If we're in a place where they're talking about the future of money, mm-hmm. credit unions need to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things you'll see in the topics this time are topics such as, in a fintech world, how do we make sure our people, our purpose, are integrated? And for me, isn't that what it's all about?
Right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Our social mission has to carry over,
mm-hmm.
as we move into this fast-paced technology world we're in today.
Yeah. And some of the topics you're tackling are extremely compelling. As you usually do, we're talking cannabis, we're talking digital payments, we're talking the whole gamut here today. And you have folks, you know, from CUNA Mutual and PSCU and Co-op. They're all mixed in with credit unions as well. I got Todd Lane from CalCoast here and just a whole slew of folks. I like how you mixed it up,
yeah.
with folks. So, and even Frank Diekman from CU Today is going to be here. My gosh, got the whole crew.
And we've got, you know, moderators and then the panels. And as you know, our challenge is going to be, we want the pace. And so we really integrate it in a way that, let's just get snapshots, let's get conversation going,
yeah.
then let's get the whole group. The other thing that we did that you might find interesting is that we invited, mm-hmm. some of the speakers from Money 2020 to join us. And
good for you.
That was a key selection, mm-hmm. because several are part of the Rise Up movement with Money 2020,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you know that I'm very heavily involved in our Global Women's Leadership Network, so we want to have more visibility of what credit unions are doing,
right.
and financial inclusion, and with our diversity initiatives, and so I'm excited that we're going to have this broad range of people. We have credit unions, we have CUSOs, we have fintech startups, we've got, you know, the whole gamut.
Yeah, indeed, and it's going to happen right next door, right behind that wall right there, and it's a theater,
yeah.
and big stage, all this really cool stuff. So it's really, you guys are upping your game a little bit here, Sue.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I also want to have the dynamics, so I'm going to do two things. I'm going to have a what we're going to say is stand up and meet up, so that they're going to shake hands and get to know each other a little bit, and then we're also going to establish meetups afterwards so that people walk together together to the reception, and they get to know each other. So the auditorium is different, but it's, you know, I kind of like it because it feels like thought leadership.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's like I'm going to stand up there. I've got a green room. I was back there, you know, like putting lipstick on in my...
Very nice.
Very nice.
Upscale. Like it.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah.
So what do you want to accomplish? Because this is what, the fourth one this year you've held? Or the third? Yeah, fourth. Yeah, because it's D.C., at the World Council, this one, and oh, San Diego. Yeah, NACUSO.
Yeah.
So what do you want to accomplish with these? Obviously, get a conversation going, but to keep that conversation going, I think, is probably one of your biggest goals, right?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. First of all, we're choosing the locations based upon where people are asking us to crash to talk about stuff, okay? And so the whole idea of collision is to bring topics to that group of people. So if it's NACUSO, it's CUSO people.
Right.
And one of our main emphasis, as you know, there was the whole concept of what are CUSOs doing, you know, to give back and
right.
be part of the purpose and
right.
so on. So
right.
we did that in the Bahamas with Y Cup. It was all about emerging leadership mm-hmm. and what do we need to do as legacy leaders to fast forward our new leaders
right.
and
right.
support them. And, you know, and our GAC is kind of the flagship, and the IDNDC is really our clients. Mm-hmm. We have, and as you know, there's all types of clients that come there and they have their after parties with their vendors and so on. So we treat that one as a time to really investigate some interesting stuff. And so I'll tell you about that in a minute. So what do we need to accomplish? What's our intention overall? My intention with this, and I've said this every time I do it, is I have a passion for credit unions and for the difference we make. And so these are free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
We work together with our sponsors to engage everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The idea truly is to get a conversation going, and I'll give you a few examples.
Sure.
We talked about cannabis in 2016,
That's right.
And mm-hmm. we were just starting the conversation, and we keep hitting on it. And today, you're going to hear about the new bills that are out there, the number of states that are doing it, the number of credit unions that are doing it, and so now it becomes how do we make sure that the people are taken care of,
right?
So cannabis is one. Another one is diversity, and obviously this is my 10th year anniversary with Global Women. We celebrated a huge milestone. We had an opportunity to get together and talk about the thousands of people, the 100th sister society. So diversity conversation 10 years ago wasn't what it is today, right? And so then the other one for me is, as you know, we've been looking at modernizing board governance. And the other is really this whole concept of social disaster preparation.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent the last couple days in California, and I was in both Southern and Northern, mm-hmm. where they were calling the outages, the power outages. And I've prepared for earthquakes in the past. I've prepared for hurricanes. I haven't prepared for a power outage. And I got to thinking about myself and, you know, how do I charge my phone and water and flashlight and all that. Then I started thinking about these communities and what's our credit union's role in preparation, not just, reacting. And so that'll be something I'm going to pursue. In the Bahamas, we raised funds in preparation so that we'd be ready if something came up. And then
2 weeks later, that hurricane.
Exactly. So I think that, what do we want to accomplish? We want to plant seeds for further conversation. And thought leadership you don't own,
Right.
It's really about people saying, wow, that's a good idea. I'm going to go do something with it, right? And if we can do that, and like on the diversity, if we can then find out that NCUA is going to adopt an initiative, they're mm-hmm. going to start tracking it. Those are the things that you say, okay, we plant seeds.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and that's what it's all about, planting that seed and then watching it grow. Kind of like the Global Women's Leadership Network. You planted a seed 10 years ago, and my gosh, look at it now. My goodness.
Yeah.
And this is going to be kind of an example of that, I think, the underground collisions. You're planting some seeds that are really going to blossom, I think, big time.
And, it's interesting because you and I have talked several times about are we ruffling feathers and are we disrupting things, And I think that yes, because it's different, but no, because these are things we're all talking about. It's just really pulling them together and taking them to forums where we haven't been. And so, like, if you look at Money 2020, remember when we had the bankers, you know, they used to have their operational conference, BAI, and all that, credit unions went there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Money 2020, and I'm looking at speakers and, you know, the energy there, and I'm thinking, we got to be here, right?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah,
totally
so would you. We have picked this timing because we have so much on our calendars right now? I don't know. But this is the time it's happening. Mm-hmm. And so let's be there. Let's show up. Mm-hmm. Let's get some press around it. Mm-hmm. We've hired a investigative reporter.
Oh, have you? Well.
I'm going to have some fun. Because he's, you know, he's cool. He looks at things differently. He doesn't know our industry. So I'm asking him to do some stuff and to ask some questions.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
so. I remember last year I was there, and there's like 13,000 people that attend Money 2020, and I think probably 0.1% were credit unions. And one of the panels that I attended, it was all bankers, and then there was Chris Kovacs from Constellation on the panel, and the moderator mistook him as a banker, and Chris had stood up for our industry. No! I'm a credit union person, and this is what we stand for. I'm like, yeah, Chris. So it was really cool to see. So he stood up.
That's absolutely right, and you know, Co-op's going to have a reception tomorrow for their customers, you know, their credit unions. There's more momentum, and the idea that we want a voice. You know, if there's any common theme that I've had throughout my career, is stand up, have your voice be heard, and you know, diversity of thought is really what it's all about. So you know, preview, we're going to be, you know, save the date. We'll be in D.C. We're going to talk about Underground Collision Raw. There's some stuff I want to tackle that are affecting our consumers and our members, and we could play an important role. And with the Open Your Eyes campaign, we've got all of us coming together to collaborate. So let's do that. Let's do that. And let's promote each other. You know, I want to promote you.
Thank you. I want to promote you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Right? It's like, let's collaborate and let's help each other. Mm-hmm. Because the more we do that, the more we're part of the solution. You know, and I said to some first responders, actually yesterday, I said, we've got, if you'll charge into a burning building, all right, you can also charge into the credit union movement and give to World Council, give to your leagues, give to CUNA, give to NAFQ. Be part of these solutions.
Fantastic. I think that's a great message to end on. And you got to get up on stage here in a few minutes, so I'm going to let you get going. All right, Sue, thank you so much. Sue Mitchell, everybody, from Mitchell, Stankovic & Associates and the Underground Collision here in Las Vegas at the Zappos headquarters. Really cool stuff. Thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you.